TJ, thank you so much for joining us on The Hub this evening. Exam season is upon us, creeping up very, very soon. It's kind of one of those testing times for most people because it's just an absolute nightmare to balance everything at the same time. And also, we have noticed that more and more students are using TikTok to access advice for exams. And as a creator yourself, I have to ask you first up, is there any way, in your opinion, of making studying a little bit less stressful? Have you any tips?
Just follow Breaksha Maths and your life will be so much easier. I joke. Is there any way to make studying less stressful or less pressure on the exam time? There is. The one thing you can control is that famous Roy Keane phrase, fail to prepare, prepare to fail, all that. But this actually works because I did my own Leaving Cert. What you should do, and for your Leaving Cert and Junior Cert this year, is have everything ready to go. So, sounds stupid, but it's minor and trivial, and it means an awful lot. Have your pens, your pencils, your battery and your calculator checked, your digital watch, have your, you know, what snacks you're going to have halfway through the exams. All those things add up to get you prepared in the zone and kind of ready to go for the actual exams. Because there's nothing worse than people delaying and just waiting till it hits the night before. And what you don't want to do is panic the night before. So just slowly and gracefully over the next 6 or 7 weeks, tip away through your to your preparation and be ready for the day itself.
Do you have an ideal like format of what a proper study day will look like then? I remember when I was preparing for, well, like any of my exams, even in college, but particularly with my Leaving Cert. Do you know when there's so many things coming over a couple of weeks and you're like, what do I put my attention to? And then obviously particularly with maths, because it's such a heavy subject. How do you kind of actually structure a timetable around doing it all?
I think timetables are... Timetables for exact time, timetables are a waste of time. No one sticks to them. And sometimes it's more depressing than it actually is beneficial because you're like, oh, I missed another day. Here we go again. So I would suggest it's a lot easier just to take it day by day. Have rough guidelines. I mean, look, it's 6 weeks now to the exams, right? So you're thinking for maths. I know the core of paper one and paper two. Algebra is paper one and calculus is paper one. And then on paper two, trigonometry and statistics. And that applies for ordinary level and higher level, okay? So everyone knows that. We have a fair idea of that. So you would base your study around that. I'll box off those four topics over the next 2 weeks. I'll pick two topics a week and I'll box them off over the next while. And that means practicing exam questions and have that rough kind of idea in your head, okay? And all you do then, have rough kind of guidelines what you need to cover over the next 6 weeks and then break it down day by day. Just take it day by day. Just get through the day and say, right, tomorrow I'm going to start at 11 because I was very good today and I'm going to do question five on trigonometry. I'm going to do a trapector or an Irish question, a history question. So it's a lot better. And this is really important. This is the takeaway. The most important time when you're studying is the last 5 minutes of your study because that should be the plan for tomorrow. I'm going to do this and it has to be specific. You have to say exactly what you're going to do because when you wake up tomorrow morning, you're groggy, sleepy, TikTok tired because you've watched it all night. You want to have no qualms, have your habits built and you just go in, you know what you're going to do and you do it. And once you start and off you go.
Speaking of TikTok there, it's mad to think that we're in such an era with TikTok at the moment and videos in general on social media where our attention span has gone so short. And for you, I'm sure you know, Leaving Cert Maths, it needs a whole new level of concentration. So what has the demand been for like your type of videos breaking down the Leaving Cert Maths syllabus on TikTok? Something that's, I suppose, quick and snappy.
Through the roof. I can't even walk down Patrick Street in Cork without getting recognised by some group of third years saying, hey, that's your man, the maths guy. Look, it's great. We've 80,000 followers essentially on TikTok. That's surreal. I only started last year. Unbelievable, really. And it's handy. Like you're studying away and you do need breaks. Like you do need to take a chill. You do need to switch off for a second. And TikTok is great for that, right? The problem is getting sucked in too much. Yeah. But like little breaks and little snippets and pieces of advice. TikTok is just easier than Instagram. Instagram is a lot more pretty, but TikTok is a bit more like raw, and people are Googling us, Googling how to do algebra, Googling how to do coordinate geometry, how to do trigonometry, and we're popping up. And it's surreal. We teach 2,500 students grinds. That's mad in itself. However, yeah. I think between TikTok and between our free courses and free Easter courses and stuff, we would have taught over 10,000 students this year in Ireland. I mean, that's almost like what? 1 in 10 Leaving Cert, Junior Cert students doing it. So, and all that's genuinely stemmed from TikTok and getting the buzz out there.
It's unreal to kind of see social media. I mean, we give out about it so much, but to see it being used in quite a useful way for students is very refreshing, it must be said. But the whole idea, like, it is a tale as old as time. I've heard it all the time when I was in school as well. The stuff that comes up on these maths exams, TJ, like, what parts of these maths syllabuses do we actually use in our lives generally? Do they have a practical output that maybe we just don't see at the time when we're in the thick of the studying and we feel like, gosh, is any of this going to be used?
I'll be honest, right? Like, everyone could say, yeah, you can have this and you can do this. No, you won't see trigonometry again, right? Unless you become an engineer. You won't see calculus again until you become the Wolf of Wall Street investing in stock markets, which you're probably not going to do. All right. Like, the reality is you're probably not going to use it. Okay. However, every single day you're going to be problem solving in maths. You will face questions. Maths is all about problem solving. It's very different to Irish or French, where you learn, or history, whatever, where you learn your verbs, you learn a few nice adjectives and you stick it in a little essay and boom, you get your marks, right? Maths is like you get this unknown problem plucked from the sky, from planet Mars, and suddenly you're like, what is going on here? That is what maths does. That's why maths is very different to other subjects. It's giving you stuff you might not have seen before, and you've got these tools in your armor that you've learned from first year, second year, third year about the basics of algebra, and then you apply it to the question. So people need to get away from, like, oh, I'm never going to use a specific thing around De Moivre's theorem in complex numbers again. Yeah, you won't, but every day you're going to be doing problem solving. And that's the skill that maths gives you.
Problem solving definitely is something that recurs in every single day life. That is very, very true. But for yourself now, I mean, you're kind of coming up to exam season as well, even if you're not sitting them yourself. What can we expect from your page, Breakthrough Maths, I suppose, in the run-up now to the Lehman Cert and the Junior Cert and all the exams?
I thought when I left school, I'd never have to, like, you know, I'd be finished school and I wouldn't be worrying about the holidays and stuff. But now I'm back in school every day. For the rest of my life, I'm in school because I follow the school holidays. We get off for Easter, we follow the school holidays, and I never thought that would be the case. But it's going to be every day posting. Most of my page is kind of junior cert stuff and junior cycle stuff. However, I go live every single day. So at 5 o'clock, Monday to Thursday, you will see me live on TikTok. I will be there yapping, my big ugly Cork mug, yapping away, teaching you maths. So we go through quick fire maths like algebra, functions, factorizing, and quadratic geometry. Kind of real quick bite-sized stuff to keep people sharp. Every evening, we have thousands of kids tuning in to the actual live. It's crazy. Yesterday, there were 17,000 people tuned into my live over the course of 57 minutes on TikTok. We had people from Namibia, people from Asia, people from Australia, from Texas, from Mexico. It was mad. And I'm live every evening teaching, so tune in.
Teaching, definitely a massively important part of your page, but equally, I suppose you're quite relatable because you did exams as well. Do you have any tips for people for exams in general? It doesn't even have to be the practicality of maths problem solving and stuff like that. What would you do if you were preparing for exams now?
Well, first thing you do, and I remember my own bedroom at home, I just like put down what I wanted to get. Write down what you want to get. How many points are you going for? Write that down. What you get in your mocks in what subjects? And then what are you going to go and get in the Leaving Cert? That's what you should write down first and foremost, okay? And once you have that, that's the bedrock. And then you build backwards, right? Now, maths, what do I need to struggle? What's come up in paper one and paper two? Right, Irish, what am I going to do in paper one? It's an essay, right? What do I need to do for that? I need to get these verbs learned, learn a few little shanuckle, whatever, and start learning them off. And you plan, make a little kind of overall top view, like, do you know what I'm trying to say? Pull away from it and look, right, what do I need to cover between the exam to kind of box those things off? And then just take it day by day. Follow my advice. One day at a time, the last 5 minutes of your study is the most crucial part of the day to plan for the next day. And be specific. Don't just say, I'm going to study maths. Say, I'm going to study this part of maths and I'm going to start at 11 o'clock.
Dead right. I suppose to have a step-by-step plan, it's the best way to get through anything in life is step-by-step. But TJ, where can people find you on TikTok if they've liked what everything you've had to say this evening and they're looking for some advice on exams?
Breakthrough Maths. You won't miss me.
TJ, thank you so much for joining us on the Hub this evening. Best of luck with the influx of exam students that you're going to be having over the next couple of weeks in the lead up to the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert, and I'm sure we will chat to you again on the Hub sometime.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.